curious to see how this thing exits. So there's a Waymo parked on the street. You see that? The Waymo parked on in the middle of the street here. You see that?
Yeah. So that's bad.
That's very bad. And there goes the robotaxi, and it's going to navigate around the parked Waymo on the street. So it's trying to get in.
Oh my God! Another.
And now this one's going to pull over again on this road. This is. Waymo needs to look at this.
You know what I'm surprised? This is such a like giant tourist spot, you know? I mean, this is...
These guys can't get into the Waymo.
There's another one.
Causing chaos. Another one causing chaos. Unfortunately, it's parked right in the middle of the road, taking up two lanes, encroaching on the middle lane.
I can't believe this happened twice. And it's not even, it's blocking, it's oh, look at that, see? So all see, right. This is what I was talking about earlier. This is the problem with having the same color, the same vehicle.
Just came out. So the robotaxi just came out of the parking lot, dropping somebody off, goodbye.
I want to see some people. Okay, yeah, out. Let's see what happens here. So, I like how, yeah, they just wave thank you, but it's like...
They're like, wait, there's nobody there.
There's nobody to thank.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Special guest today.
Hello.
My brother, Kayvon. He has an awesome history because he has done transportation before, so he's super, super knowledgeable about transportation. Tell people a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm just really interested in trying this robo-taxi because I've worked in the transportation industry, doing ride shares and also private transportation, airport shuttles, stuff like that. So I'm really curious to see how well the robo-taxi does. I've ridden in a Waymo, a self-driving Waymo too. So I'm like really interested to see the comparison there. But yeah, super pumped to try it.
Awesome. Yeah. So it's gonna be very interesting to see how this goes. I would say, I'm probably a lot more bullish about the technology in the near term than you are, I would say.
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty optimistic. I think it's definitely gonna be the thing, probably in the not too distant future.
Like how many years?
I don't know. As somebody that doesn't know as much about you as this stuff, yeah. I think like the biggest challenge is gonna be getting cities to approve it, like local government and like being able to actually implement it in different cities.
Yeah.
I think the capability is there, like we're seeing it with Waymo, and it's doing great. It seems to be doing really well so far. Like the number of Waymos I'm seeing in Austin has increased exponentially in just this year alone. So,
yeah.
You know, I think, I mean, I imagine it's gonna take probably a couple years, maybe three. I think like by 3 years, it should be like full blown all over the country. That's
okay.
My thought.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see.
What'd you think of your Waymo ride when you took Waymo?
It was really good. Like I've done it once and I mean, we got there safely. There were some things I thought could have been better, like the acceleration, the turning seemed very fast, especially in tight corners.
Okay.
I mean, I think it gets the job done. I wouldn't say it's as good as a human.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, it's been a couple months now since I've ridden it, assuming it's gotten better.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think I would do it again. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be very interested to see what you think of the robotaxi because I think my prediction is you'll find the robotaxi to be a lot smoother than the Waymo. Like, it's going to drive a lot more human. Like, and there's our robotaxi, actually.
Oh, man, look at that. So they all say robotaxi on the side with the decal?
That's right.
Okay.
So let's see if we're going to watch it do a U-turn up there. It might be going right all the way down. Actually, we might be able to catch. Oh, yeah, it should be able to do a U-turn right here. Let's see if it does it. All right, here we go. So it's going to do the U-turn we did.
Oh, wow.
There you go. It did it.
That's amazing.
Okay. And it's going to come down and meet us to pick us up. I want to have you sit on the right side of the car so you can have a very good vantage point to see the steering wheel and pedal.
Okay.
So I'll sit on the left side. And all the robotaxis have a safety rider as well.
That's cool.
So, and he's going to ask me for my app once we get in. So we'll see where it's going to stop here. Let's see how close it gets.
That guy kind of looks like the same guy you'd had in your last video.
Sure. So yeah. So go ahead and get into there. So there's our robotaxi. All right. How's it going, boss?
How's it going, man?
Good, good. I need to see the app.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Very cool.
All right. So then what we got to do now is we got to put on our seat belts. So go ahead and do that, and then I'll ask you to hold the phone for a hot second while you do that. That's right.
Okay.
And then hold this for me while I put mine on. All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So
and
cool.
Then, you want to do the honors?
Okay.
Start right. Boom, boom.
Very cool.
So we're going to, where are we going again?
Cosmic Pickle.
9 minutes. Oh, yeah. Cosmic Pickle, 9 minutes to go from where we're at.
So, I mean, so far, this is literally like the same experience as Waymo, right?
Okay.
Like, you get in, you got to put your seatbelt on. It's got the screen in the back that you can interact with.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't like about the Waymo is I feel like I couldn't change the temperature.
Okay. Yeah, you can do it right
And
there.
I could see right away it's right there.
It also syncs the Spotify, the YouTube, and everything with my Tesla account as well.
Yeah.
So it plays my music.
So it picks up where you left off, basically.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think so far?
Yeah, it's, I mean, the turning seems good. I'm curious to see a turn at an intersection.
Okay.
I think, like, my first impression is it's definitely smoother, and I don't know if that's because of the vehicle itself or... You know, because I think a Tesla's drivetrain is probably better than the Jaguar that the Waymo uses.
Sure.
But the braking right away is so much better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I felt like I was riding the Waymo with a friend and we were both like, is it going to brake?
Okay. Yeah, so that should be one of the advantages that Tesla has because they've been training on human drivers for the last like how many years, right? So all that data they've gathered with FSD is going to transition over to the car.
So I do have an interesting question for you.
Yeah.
So I know Waymo uses like LiDAR and like all these different radars and sensors.
Yeah.
And I think it can capture audio on Waymo. Like, for example, like if there's a law enforcement vehicle with lights on, like it knows ahead of time that it's coming.
Yeah.
Can the Tesla do that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So these cars have the microphone enabled.
Okay.
So these robotaxis are running the latest version of FSD, which makes it unsupervised and robotaxi. So the like customers don't have this version yet. But if you notice, this is the any Model Y you can buy. So there's nothing special about this Model Y except the software.
But you just have to buy a new one to have that hardware. Like the older ones don't.
Correct. So the hardware, like what's called the Hardware 3 cars.
Yeah.
Right now they can't operate on this, and Tesla has said that they'll upgrade the ones that for people that have purchased FSD. That's what they've said. We'll see if they actually do that. But if you buy a Model Y off the factory right now, it's going to be the same exact car that this robotaxi is.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so in the future, the idea is, I'm guessing, people can buy this car and then utilize it for...
Yeah, they can add it for, to the
as a business.
Network.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I think that's cool. Like, you can essentially, like... Just buy a bunch of these and own a rideshare service?
Correct.
Like an independent...
That's the idea. That's one of the ideas. So Tesla will supply their own, and then you can supplement by adding your car to the network or your fleet of cars
that's
to the network.
That's huge. And are they just doing Model Y because it's... Like, I'm guessing the Model 3 might be too small, or...?
I think it's just more comfortable, and the most data they have on the road is from the Model Y, and it has... the most cars that have the latest hardware are Model Ys. Because they sold 1.2 million of them last year. So
it's a best-selling car, right?
Yeah. Actually, the RAV4 sold 2,000 more units last year than the Model Y.
Okay.
So they're like basically, you know.
There's a Waymo right there.
There's a Waymo.
They should have like an interactive thing between the two where it's like...
flip each other
F
off?
F you, yeah.
That would be hilarious. How do you like the comfort of the car?
It's very good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I feel much more comfortable in this one than I did the Waymo, to be honest.
So,
and even this, so like that light just turned red suddenly.
Yeah.
I think if it was the Waymo, again, this was a few months ago. I'm sure it's improved since, but the braking, like I couldn't stop thinking about the braking Like, it was a bit aggressive. And the acceleration, okay. too. Like, this is much smoother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the ride quality?
The ride quality is great.
Okay.
I mean, it feels almost perfect, right? Like, I'm not... Like, I've been in some Ubers where I'm like, ooh, this driver's kind of...
Yeah, sketch.
You know, accelerating aggressively. I mean, this thing's, like, perfectly center in the lane. It's not swerving. It's just very comfortable.
Yeah.
Very comfortable. So okay, so I want to see this turn.
Yeah.
So oh, there's another one. Look at that.
Auto taxi.
You know, it's funny. Like, up until we got in this car, I had never seen one riding around.
Okay. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, way better.
Okay.
Way better.
So the biggest takeaway you have so far is that this is driving smoother than
it's
the
just smooth. It's just smoother. Yeah. It feels like a better driver. And it's a better car, I think.
Okay.
Like, I'd rather get in this than
You
know, one of the Jaguars.
Yeah. Does it feel like a human? Or does it feel robotic?
No, it feels very natural.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels very natural.
Does it freak you out that there's nobody in the driver's seat?
Not at all.
Is it because you're used to it now?
I think, yeah, it's because, you know, like, I've driven the Model X for so long, years ago, and it was, you know, like, even then I was comfortable.
Yeah.
The only difference here is, I mean, it is surreal to not see somebody on the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference between sitting behind a steering wheel, knowing you can intervene.
Yeah.
And there's a bigger difference, like, when you're sitting back here and you don't see anybody back there. Like, if something happened, like, I would feel, you know, a little... Like, I think in some scenarios, like, if it was storming or if there was a cop rolling by or just some construction, something that's, like, less common.
Yeah.
I might be a little more alert. But in this instance, like, everything's gone pretty smoothly. Okay. So I'm feeling pretty comfortable.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how quickly they expand the area. I think where Tesla is, like, they have a very unique advantage is... So Waymo's got 1,500 cars total. And they're going to build 2,000 more in the next year, in the next 12 months. Tesla makes 1.2 million of these per year.
Wow.
So in theory, they can just, like, if it's safe and they have good data and the regulators are comfortable with it, in theory, they should be able to just do the entire Austin metro area.
Yeah.
Like, go all the way out to Georgetown or even Waco or San Marcos.
Wow.
You know? Because they have the cars.
As somebody that's done Uber and Lyft in the past, like, I would be pretty worried about that, right?
Say more about that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but... The number of Waymos I'm seeing from January to February to March, like, it's so exponential. I'm just seeing so many of them now. Like, it almost feels like one out of every 10 cars I'm seeing is a Waymo.
In downtown Austin? I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm kind of, like, I remember the days when I first started seeing them, and I was like, oh, that's a Waymo. And then now it's like, I almost expect to see one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not surprised to just see so many of them. Because I've gotten so used to it at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, you know, if you're a rideshare user, driver, and you're seeing so many of these pop up, I mean, it's you know you're going to get displaced eventually. One thing I think is going to be a challenge is highly concentrated areas. Like, for example, If you're at Q2 Stadium in Austin watching an Austin FC game, and the game ends and there's, let's say, 1,000 people calling for a ride, I would probably be a little frustrated if the entire fleet is just like a white Jaguar. Like, I know it's there, but I don't know which one is mine exactly.
Okay.
And I don't know if I see that same issue with Tesla because that other Model Y was a different color.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's still the same car. So it's like, I wonder for, like, those quick, you know, surge times. Yeah. Like, how is it
like
going to be
finding your car.
Easy to find your car?
Yeah.
You know, knowing that every vehicle is the exact same make and model, like... Is it going to be like a queue and it's, you know, the first one there just goes and they keep moving that way? Or is it going to be designated to a specific vehicle and then you have to find it? like
that's very interesting. So I know Waymo will put your initials on the roof of the car. So it will like project your initials on the roof of the car. So it will put like KM or FM, right? Whatever it might be. Here, so the car is actually is reaching our destination. Yeah. So it's gonna pull over here.
Yeah, see that this turning is, yeah, it's great. It's great. I feel like the Waymo kind of whips the turn. Like you, yeah. Like I'm not like leaning to my side. It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
Very cool.
There you go. And then it says.
Awesome, so do I?
There you go.
Okay.
It says, please exit safely.
Oh, that's cool.
It. All right. Take care very much, brother.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Congrats.
Yeah. You guys have a good day.
You too, man.
You too.
Okay. Now, one of the things is at the drop-off locations. So sometimes it leaves us off maybe a little bit further than we should be. So where is the actual coffee shop? And I'm going to record this thing going away. Where do you know where it is?
I think it's in there.
Oh, it's in there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's not too, I guess it's not bad. So we think it's right there.
Yeah. Okay. And so in this scenario, like I would be, like there isn't a crosswalk here. So if there was a lot of traffic moving around, I'd probably be.
It actually is going in the parking lot.
Yeah. What that's okay. So that, yeah.
Come on, bro.
Like I would have preferred to be dropped off in there. Cause now I know I have to cross the street. There's no crosswalks. If there was a lot of traffic, I'd be like, okay, what the hell? Yeah, so that I find that a little strange.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So overall thoughts for your first robotaxi ride?
Very good. Super, super comfortable. I was not feeling any sense of discomfort at all the entire ride.
Nice.
I thought it was better than Waymo.
Okay.
No offense to Waymo.
Yeah.
They're both great, but I think the robotaxi is just a bit better.
Yeah. So it's actually driving through that dirt road.
The only feedback I have is just the fact that we got dropped off on the street instead of like seeing it go in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, okay, that's.
I agree.
That's a bit odd.
And the coffee shop's right here. So Cosmic. We went to Cosmic, right?
Yeah.
It's on the left there.
So I think Cosmic Pickle is probably part of it.
Yeah. So it should have just dropped us off here, but it didn't. So that's strange, right?
Yeah.
So that's something they could improve on. For sure.
But I do, I'm really curious to see some of those lesser common instances where we might drive through some construction zone.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a cop.
Yeah.
With its lights on.
Okay.
Or maybe just a bad driver that brakes hard and I want to see how quickly it can react.
So maybe the next destination, we try to pick a spot that we know is going to be heavily trafficked.
Yeah.
And see what happens there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, we're going to grab a quick drink here and then we're going to do the next ride. Okay, so we just hailed the robotaxi. We're going to Terry Black's, which is going to be a more busy place for a drop off. It should be a pretty busy parking lot, especially now because it's almost lunchtime, right? What time is it? Yeah, it's noon. So there should be a bunch of people. And the pin for the robotaxi was right here. So it should pick us up in the parking lot.
Which again is weird.
Yeah, because we got dropped off on the street.
Yeah.
But it's saying it's gonna pick us up in the parking lot.
One thing I did like, you know, as far as like ordering of Waymo, I feel like you have to be the luck of the draw.
Yeah.
And I mean, in this case, like you can just go on your app and get a robotaxi.
Yeah.
So you know exactly what you're getting into. I mean, I'm not sure about the Waymo. I think you kind of just get picked randomly.
It is true. You can have a preference. You can say like, hey, I would like more Waymos, but it is in Austin specifically, it's the luck of the draw.
Yeah. So yeah. I think that's pretty cool. Like that's definitely a plus for the robotaxi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm wondering like, as far as the cost, like I know it's $4.20 right now.
Yeah. $4.20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's probably going to change.
For sure.
But I think, like, you know, I was looking at the prices on Uber, and, like, you can pick a EV preference, and, I mean, it's still, like, a premium. Like, it's still, like, this same ride would have been $15 or $20. But I wonder what the price will look like for Robotaxi versus Waymo. I imagine it's going to be cheaper regardless because there's no gas, right?
Yeah.
Well, so the Waymos are electric though, right?
They are, but I think, so here's the issue with Waymo or like Uber in general, because Waymo can't make that many cars, they won't have enough cars. Like, let's say they wanted to offer their own network in Austin.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have enough cars to service the area fully because the wait times will be too long. And so that's why they have to partner with Uber, because then they're intermixed with all the drivers. But the problem is Waymo can't charge too low of a price, because if they do, no one's going to pick the human drivers, and then everyone's going to be waiting for a Waymo. You know what I'm
saying?
That
makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does.
So, and that's why Tesla's in a such a unique advantage, because Tesla can just manufacture more cars, and they're making millions of them per year.
Wow. Yeah, that's a... I didn't think about that.
Right?
Wow. That's a big deal.
That seems like a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was the robotaxi, but it's not. It's a pickup truck.
Yeah, and I think also from a maintenance standpoint, is a Model Y easier to service than a Jaguar electric?
I mean, the Model Y, so Teslas are some of the most affordable. I just want to make sure the robotaxi didn't show up and it's waiting for us. No, it's not here yet. No, the robotaxi is the Model Y, oh, there it is, actually. The Model Y is one of the cheapest cars to maintain. It's cheaper, if not...
So actually, sorry to interrupt,
but
I have a question.
Yeah.
If we were to be standing on the street, would it stop next to us, or would it just go to
I think it's trying to go to the pin.
Because I know that's one thing with Ubers.
Yeah.
Like, just in general, not Waymo specifically.
Yeah.
But you have some flexibility as to, like... where to move around. Like, you can interact with your driver and say, hey, actually, just pick me up at the corner.
Yeah, I think with this is you'll have to meet it at the...
Interesting.
At the thing, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Right number two. Let's see if they ask us for the... Oh, it's the same guy. He's the same driver. We meet again. How's it going? You just couldn't get enough of us, huh?
You couldn't get enough. Yeah, so I want to kind of... I think that's an interesting talking point, because... You know, there are times where if I'm getting picked up at my apartment and, you know, I get picked up in the alleyway or something.
Yeah.
But if there's a lot of commotion going on that alleyway.
Yeah.
I might interact with the driver and say, hey, actually pick me up here instead.
Yeah, to be honest.
I think, is that going to be a challenge with driverless vehicles? Because you can't really...
Yeah, you can't say
adapt
hey.
As far as the exact pickup point.
I mean, in theory, what they could do is I fix this camera here because I bumped it. What they could do is maybe they could do like a proximity thing with Bluetooth. You know, so like for example, like right now with the Teslas, if you pair the phone to the car, you can use your phone as a key.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's going to be very important, because I can't tell you the number of times I get picked up. And I'm not, again, this is not EV specific. This is just general rideshare.
Yeah.
Where, you know, I request a specific point, but it ends up being another because of exterior
circumstances
or external factors, right?
Yeah.
Like maybe it's a concert or something and they just can't get in, or they close off a road.
Yeah. So what would be your preference?
I do think it's very... important to be able to adapt your exact pickup spot.
Okay.
Because you never know, right? Like, for example, if you go to COTA and you go to a Formula One race, you're not gonna you might show up and then there's just so much traffic where it makes sense to get out.
Got
right?
It. Yeah. Well, you can do that with this now. So you can say, like, when you're within like 0.3 miles of your location, you can say, drop me off here.
But then also, what about pickup? I think that's important. Like, if I'm leaving the race, and I'm like, okay, like, I can see with my eyes there's so many cars cluttered.
Yeah.
Let me just keep walking that way and have it pick me up there instead. Like, is that something I can interact with?
So I don't think you can do that yet, but if I'm thinking about it from a solution perspective, what you could do is you could say change pickup location, and you can just drop a pin on the map, and then it will come to the pin that where you're at. Or it would say, hey, track my phone. And it will come to you where you're at. It will try to meet you where you're at.
Yeah. Okay. So that I think that's going to be important. Yeah. And I think they should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it does that with this version yet. It just kind of like says, I'm at this pin, and so come. But, you know, the other thing I like about self-driving cars is, like, you don't, like, there's nobody in the car waiting. Well, I mean, today there is because we have a safety rider. But, when it comes to when there's nobody in the car, it can just wait for you. You know, like maybe you'll get like a dollar idling fee per minute or something. But it's not like the driver will just, like, after 5 minutes cancel the ride. Like, let's say something happens, you have an emergency, you have to use the bathroom last second, right, or whatever. Or, like, you know, your kid just, like, diarrhea all over the couch. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's all kinds of situations that can happen. With a self-driving car, you're not going to have that anxiety of, like, oh, my God, I have an Uber driver waiting for me. And you'll be like, okay, just, like, there's nobody in the car. Just let it just wait.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they'll be like, hey, if it's after 5 minutes, I'm going to charge you $1 a minute. It's like, okay, it is what it is. Like, I understand.
So in this case, like, if I wanted to use the bathroom right now.
Yeah.
Could I?
You could say pull over.
But would it wait?
What do you mean?
Like, if I want to run inside and come back out, the car will still be there?
Or, well, I don't
or
know.
Or does that end the trip?
I think with this version, it ends the trip.
Yeah.
Because it comes down to utilization, too. It's like Tesla has to make sure they're, you know, the cars are making money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a good idea to have, like what you suggested, where there's an idling fee.
Yeah.
You know, that could be useful. You know, like when I was doing, like, the limousine stuff, the car service.
Yeah.
Like, especially executives or, you know, any corporate travel.
Yeah.
They make several stops, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that would be very useful.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. What did you think about this ride so far?
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
And normal, right? You get used to it pretty quickly.
It's just, yeah, it's just very natural.
Are you surprised by anything?
No, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
I mean, I think I always saw Tesla as, like, the best, you know, in the EV and driverless thing.
Yeah.
Space.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I am really interested in seeing some of those less common instances where, you know, if a driver in front of you slams on his brakes, like, I'm curious to see how the Tesla will do.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if there's a cop rolling by or ambulance.
I was in a ride a couple of days ago with Gally, and some guy was trying to do a U-turn, like in a two-lane sort of, like, divided by a yellow line thing.
Yeah.
And then the guy, like, literally stopped halfway through his U-turn and just blocked the traffic that we were going down on.
Okay.
He was doing the U-turn, and he just stopped. And then we all have to stop and wait for him to complete the U-turn.
Yeah, whereas, like, a person might go around, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Or they might go around, or, like, they're on their phone, they might just smash into the car, right? I mean, like, this guy literally just started the U-turn and just went perpendicular with our road and then just stopped.
Yeah, and that's something
so
that
weird.
Makes me wonder with, like, ethical
How's
stuff.
How's it doing these bumps, by the way?
Good, great.
Okay.
I like that it slowed down. It recognized the speed trap or speed bump. Yeah, I mean, with like, ethical stuff, like, where, you know, as far as, like, bending the rules maybe a little bit, where, you know, most drivers would probably go around in that instance or maybe go on the shoulder lane for a second and then get back in.
Yeah.
Like, I know, I assume this wouldn't do that, right? They would just do the correct thing every time.
Well, I think it's trying to balance the law and safety.
Okay.
And it will bias towards safety, right? So it will break the law if it's going to result in a safe outcome, you know, which is what most people would do.
So
that's my guess based on how FSD has behaved and how Robotaxi seems to behave too. It's like it will not, it seems to just try to do the right thing outside of a couple cases where it didn't do the right thing. I think it tries to bias towards safety.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you asked me in the beginning if I saw this, like, you know, how many years would it take for this to all become full-blown, you know, just an everyday life thing.
Yeah.
And I had said 3 years or whatever.
Yeah.
The thing that above, like, traffic laws and stuff, like those hurdles, I think probably the ethics would be another hurdle where, like, you know, it always comes back to the trolley problem. Like, if, you know, if you're driving a certain speed, there's a 18-wheeler behind you going X miles per hour, and the vehicle in front of you is going X miles per hour and suddenly stops. Like, as a person, as a human, my instinct is to survive, right, in that scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would probably swerve to the other lane, even if it meant hitting another driver, I hate to say it, but like if I know that that 18 wheeler isn't gonna smash into me behind me and kill me, like I'm gonna do whatever my instincts tell me to do. I can't control that.
Right? Yeah.
So in that scenario where like it's my life versus maybe somebody else's or just potentially injuring someone else, like what does the car do? Right.
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. The way I think about it is, there are so many deaths on the road that are not a trolley problem. That's just like people driving drunk or distracted, like human error, right? I think I think self-driving cars are going to solve a lot of those off the gate, and then the trolley problem becomes a problem that we just have to learn how to live with in the years to come because deaths have come down so much. Like, would you rather have 100 trolley problems, and those are all the deaths, robotaxis that you have on the road? You have 100 deaths a year with a trolley problem, or would you rather have 40,000 deaths a year because people drive cars?
Yeah. No, it makes sense. Yeah, I think it's gonna happen regardless, right? Like,
yeah.
I think traffic is a result of human error, like. 100% a result of human error, or maybe if it's construction or whatever.
Or it could just be that the location is overbuilt for the road capacity, or the road capacity is not enough.
But regardless,
here's an interesting situation.
Okay. Yeah. So it'll just wait.
So there's a guy trying to load his trailer into a drive. Oh, then we got a yellow Cybertruck
hauling
something.
That's cool.
This is quite the unique situation.
He's texting and driving.
All right, so let's see what it does here.
Okay.
All right.
Very cool.
What'd you think?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. I would have done it the same way. Yeah, so, I mean, back to what I was saying about traffic. Like, if you can significantly improve that problem, it's gonna happen. Like, there's so much incentive to do this.
Yeah.
Like, if there's less or no traffic, that means more efficiency for companies, for business. Workers get to work on better time. They get home quicker. I mean, there's just so much incentive. It's probably safer overall.
So here we got a pickup truck literally just parking on our side of the road, facing us, blocking most of the lane, and the car's just gonna go around.
Yeah, that's good. I think it just recognized that it was facing the wrong way and it was probably parked. Like, I thought maybe, does it think it's a stopped vehicle and it's just gonna wait for it, but it just went around, so that's good. Very cool.
Yeah, that was interesting. We faced a couple interesting situations there. I agree with you. I think that's what's so interesting about, like, Tesla specifically, they're going to have so much scale that they're going to be the only ones that are actually going to be able to impact local economies in the way you're saying, right? Because if they're the only ones that can dump a million Model Ys per year that can drive themselves in a region, you know? And so this Austin Metro here, we have a shaded speed bump that are recognized here too. It was a little bit...
How much of this is it what the cameras are seeing versus what the storage knows or the memory knows, right? Like
both.
Okay.
So the way this works is Tesla has basically gathered years worth of driving data from human drivers using FSD in all these different situations, and then they have a training computer at their headquarters that has processed all that data, and it came up with a set of instructions for the car to drive, and then they upload all those things to the car, and then the car will use that training distilled data to make decisions based on what it sees.
Okay.
So it will say, oh, this looks like a speed bump for me, so I'm going to slow down because I've seen other cars do that.
Yeah.
Right?
So the only thing that makes me wonder just hearing that is what if someone manipulates the road, whether it's traffic, putting cones down,
it will learn how to behave because I've seen enough. It has seen enough data, enough video of people behaving a certain way around cones or around specific situations.
So it's a mixture of both. It can see in real time what's happening, but it also relies on the data that already exists.
Well, the data has taught it how to drive, and then it makes decisions based on what it knows. It's like like your brain. It's like, you know how we learn how to drive?
Okay.
It's literally exactly the same way. It's just a digital brain instead of a human brain.
what happens, okay, so like, you know, kids love to troll. Like, trolling is a big thing now.
Yeah.
Knowing there's a lot of electric cars going in your neighborhood or whatever in the future. Like, what if some kid is just wants to mess with a driverless car just for shits and giggles or just for content, right?
Yeah.
And they just put a bunch of cones down on the tree and block the entire road. Then it's like, you know, like, I could see that being, like, an issue, right?
Well, in that situation, theoretically, the car would recognize that as a closed road, and it will turn around.
Yeah, but that sucks,
but
right?
But it sucks, yeah. But
yeah, because people can really...
That guy almost got run over.
I mean, you think of like, you know, people, like, protesters and stuff blocking off roads. Like, it just seems so much easier to disrupt...
Sure.
Like, the system if you just... If a bunch of kids or protesters just put cones down.
That could very well happen, but I think that says more about society than it does about self-driving cars.
Yeah, I agree with that. But then it's like, but I could just like, you know, if I saw a bunch of cones, I'd be like, okay, like I'm just going to get out of my car, move the cones. Yeah. But if I'm waiting for the ride and the car is empty, it's like.
Yeah, like, that's annoying.
What the heck, you know?
Yeah, but like how often is that going to happen, you know? Like, okay, so here we're going to go into Terry Black's. So it's going to navigate into the parking lot.
Nice. I want to see some people. Okay, yeah, let's see what happens here. So,
there you go.
I like how, they just wave thank you, but it's like.
They're like, wait, there's nobody there.
There's nobody to thank.
Yeah. This guy changed his mind. And the car's
he's
like,
all right, you take it too long.
The car's like, you snooze, you lose, brother. Yeah. All right, we got somebody here.
That's good, man. It's a good response time. Like, it's not, I thought maybe it would have stopped longer just to think, but it's just doing really well. That's so cool.
Yeah, we got people moving around. It's negotiating.
Yeah, this is a big deal. Just seeing, like, all these people walking around and the car still, like, I honestly thought it was going to take so much longer than it has been. Like, it's doing really well.
It's going to scooch over here to the right.
Sick. All right. Very cool.
There you go. All right. And.
Okay. That's it.
All right. Thank you, man. That was awesome.
We'll probably see you again.
Yeah. We might see you again in like 5 minutes. Thanks again, dude. Oh, my God. Smells so good.
Did you eat yet?
I'm not yet. I'm going to eat in a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you want to eat something?
I don't know. We're already here.
Should we grab something?
Yeah.
Maybe we should, eh?
Doesn't look busy, so.
Yeah, we should grab something.
Yeah.
Okay, so what'd you think about that
one? I'm surprised, too. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah?
Very good. I mean, I think the...
We should watch it exit and see how it does.
Yeah, so this case, like, this guy looks like he's getting frustrated, so.
Okay. That's it. So we're going to watch this, and there's actually way more right there. Waiting. Curious to see how this thing exits. So there's a Waymo parked on the street. You see that? The Waymo parked in the middle of the street here. You see that?
Yeah. So that's bad.
That's very bad. And there goes the robotaxi, and it's going to navigate around the parked Waymo on the street.
But to be fair, the first drop off wasn't great.
But it was off the road. But this is stopped in the road.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's the point I'm trying to make here, right?
And it's not even moving, so that's. Yeah, I've seen this before. I've seen this...
With Waymo specifically.
Yeah.
So would you say that's bad behavior?
That is horrible. Like, that is very unsafe.
It should be in here, right?
Very unsafe. Very unsafe.
Because it's not even pulled over to the side. It's literally just blocking the road.
I mean, yeah, to be fair, like, the robo-taxi did drop us off on the street, but it wasn't, like, there wasn't any traffic. People weren't moving.
Yeah.
This, like, look at this. You got a truck. I mean, now he has to slow down and move lanes. And it's like, how am I gonna get inside the car on the left side of the car knowing traffic is passing? Like, that's crazy to me.
Actually, I wanna document this whole thing here. I'm curious to see what happens.
Well, so usually when the four ways are on, like, I think it's just stuck. I don't think it's gonna move.
I think, well, no, it's waiting because you see there's initials on the top.
It says, oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So it's waiting for someone to get to it.
Yeah, so I would not want to get inside of that car, especially on the left side with all these cars passing. Like, how am I going to get in the left side of the car?
Yeah. And just to capture from the other angle, too, I'm going to show you guys. Yeah. Excuse me, y'all.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
Okay. Yeah. So just to give a vantage point here, we got a, again, I love Waymo, I love what they do, but I think it's very fair to highlight the plus and minuses of all companies, right? So we've highlighted negatives from Tesla. So here's an unfortunate situation where a Waymo, instead of being in the Terry Black's parking lot, it's just simply stuck, not stuck rather, it's waiting for somebody to come out into this two-lane road where it absolutely should not be waiting.
I'm very curious to get the reaction of the people it's waiting on.
Yeah.
Like, and you know they're gonna have to get in on the right side and scoot down in
right.
the back.
Right.
Oh, so, okay, so I don't know if this is...
Is that her?
No.
No?
Yeah, and the fact that it's waiting this long, too, like, what is the buffer time to get picked up?
I don't know. With self-driving cars, I have no idea. But, like, with Waymo
specifically... What about robotaxi? Like, how
long would
it... Don't
know. I haven't tested it. Yeah.
It might be worth trying. I don't know. Or
yeah,
maybe not.
Yeah.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. And see, here, this is what's really bad, is these guys want to cross, and, like, the cars behind this car can't see.
Yeah
that's crazy to me. But unfortunately, like, I've seen this before with Waymo, like, especially on Cesar Chavez.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They just park in the middle of the road?
They just park in the middle.
Yeah, we're just going to keep documenting this, just so people can see what this looks like. Oh, this person.
Oh, you see how he had to slam on his brakes?
Yeah.
And he's just like, what the hell? And now he can't turn because the other guys are flying behind him. Oh my God.
This is crazy. This is now, again, let's be fair. This could happen with Tesla too. You never know,
right?
Yeah,
it could.
Right?
But this is, I think this is, okay.
So he's trying to get in.
I'm surprised that they're unfazed by that. Like, I would be, what the heck?
There we go.
You know?
Finally can get in.
Look at this.
Let's see how long it takes for the Waymo to get going here. There we go. And off it goes. It got off right away. That's nice. Yeah.
So I was just going to say earlier, this is the problem with people's perception of self-driving vehicles. Like, we know about this stuff, especially you. You're in this space. You're interested in it. But
I'm psychotic.
For some random person driving by it.
That's awkward.
That knows nothing about it, right? They're thinking, like, what the heck? Like, why are we doing this? Why?
Yeah.
It just gives it a bad name. It gives it a bad look.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have to do that. Like, it's a work in progress. But
yeah.
I think that's something important to consider for people that don't really know about this stuff or are less interested. Like, they see stuff like that, and they just get really turned off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's very fair. And that's why I think companies like Tesla and Waymo just have to spend a lot of time making sure this shit's perfect, right? And, again, it's unfortunate that happened with the Waymo. We have seen it happen to a certain extent with Tesla as well, with one of the videos I recorded where it stopped in the at the corner of an intersection blocking a turning lane. But I also think it's important to highlight just whatever we see on the road, like, we have to make sure we call it out, right? So, and I'm happy Waymo's here because it does offer a great experience. So, it's just, you know, everybody's got to do a little bit better job. So, some final thoughts, like, what do you think about your experience so far?
It's awesome. I would do it again.
Yeah.
If it was my only option, I'd be okay with it.
Okay.
Like, it's great. It drives great. I think it's definitely better than Waymo.
Okay.
Despite, like, I'm not shitting on Waymo because of what we just saw, but I've been in a Waymo. It's good, but it's not as good as the robo-taxi. It's just a lot smoother.
Okay.
It's a lot smoother.
Would you be willing to pay a premium for that over Uber? You want it to be same price or lower? Like, how much would you pay for a robo-taxi versus Uber?
So I personally would pay, like, okay, let's just assume a ride with a driver is $20. And self-driving car is $20, I'd pick the self-driving car because I get more privacy. I don't have to worry about just a random driver. I mean, people, like, do crazy stuff, like drivers, like on Uber. I mean, you don't know who they are. You don't know what their driving ability is. I know what I'm getting with a self-driving car. I've tested it.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable with it. So I know it's going to be the same. So I would prefer a driverless over a driver.
Yeah.
If it was the same price. Would I pay $25 for that same ride? I'm not sure. I think a lot of people would just go with the cheapest option, right?
Yeah.
That's just normal. That's just natural. So I think, I don't know. It's an interesting question. I mean, I would just prefer a driverless vehicle at a
reasonable
decent price point, right?
Okay.
I don't know that I'd pay a premium. Like, I would go with the most cost-efficient option, personally.
And so if Robotaxi was cheaper than Uber, would you take Robotaxi 100% of the time?
Yes.
Without a shadow of a doubt?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
No questions asked? Or would you want to wait a little bit longer?
I mean, if you're asking me today?
Like today. Like, let's say you had a route in South Austin and you had, and it was within the Robotaxi thing.
I know what the zone is, right?
Yeah.
It's not very big. I know it's, you know, it's not on the interstate. So in that case, yes. Would I take this today to, like, on the highway an hour away? I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But for what it is today, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. All right. Let's go have some barbecue. All right, everybody. We are waiting for a Robotaxi in Terry Black's, and we have yet another Waymo causing chaos. Another one causing chaos. Unfortunately, it's parked right in the middle of the road, taking up two lanes, encroaching in the middle lane.
I can't believe this happened twice. And it's not even, it's blocking, it's oh, look at that, see? They were probably distracted looking at it.
Chaos.
You can see it's partially on the other lane too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy, why is it doing that?
That's nuts.
Is it even waiting for somebody?
Yeah, it looks like it's waiting for somebody right on the top. You can't see it on the camera.
This is crazy.
So it's holding up traffic.
And look, there's another one right behind it. Oh, sorry. Okay? Yeah, I just tripped.
This is crazy. So we're waiting for our Robotaxi to come. The pin says it's going to drop us off.
Oh my God, I think, look at this one.
And there's a Waymo there.
Look at this one.
Let's see what happens there.
That's insane. That's madness. There's another
one.
There's
another one there.
This is what I mean. Like, the number of Waymos now in Austin. Oh, it wants to, look. It wants to turn right. Oh my God. What is going on?
This is, bye. This is crazy.
Oh my gosh.
So let's see what this, so it has a right blinker on it.
And it went left.
And
oh my God, opening. Another.
And now this one's gonna pull over again on this road. This is, Waymo needs to look at this.
You know what I'm surprised? This is such a giant tourist spot, you know? I mean,
these guys can't get into the Waymo.
There's another one.
This one opened just fine. There we go, that one fine. Oh, there was somebody in the car.
Oh my God. And there's another one.
Wait, so that's their Waymo.
Look, there's another one down there. That
there's
wants
another
to turn.
One down there. This is crazy. What is going on?
Maybe this is our Waymo.
Is that your Waymo?
So, all see, right. This is what I was talking about earlier. This is the problem with having the same color, same vehicle.
Just came out. So the Robotaxi just came out of the parking lot, dropping somebody off. Goodbye. I don't know.
You see what I mean? What I was talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Just same color, same car. It's like, which one's mine, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just, look at this.
So they got into
this
the Waymo.
This is crazy.
I think these people are in the wrong Waymo.
Look at all this traffic. Oh, my God.
And again, this is very unfortunate. We're not saying this is not going to happen with Tesla. We're not saying this hasn't happened with Tesla. But it is important to highlight this.
Now this guy's backing up. Look at this. I'm really surprised that, they launched this live knowing that this is such a big tourist spot.
Yeah.
And they haven't addressed that. I mean, this has to happen all day, every day, you know?
Yeah, so it looked like they went in the car, now they left, and now this Waymo's gone. Now we have the other one right there. These people are trying to get into the car, and it's encroaching in the middle of the road, and now it's leaving. Oh
my gosh.
Now it's pulling over. This is wild. This is like the Wild Wild West. It isn't, like, to your point, like you said, this puts a very bad name for self-driving cars, right?
Yeah, imagine being that guy in the truck backing up to go around. Like, you're probably getting a bad taste for this technology, right?
Yeah, very unfortunate. All right, off it goes. All right, bye-bye. Okay, so nothing happened from an accident perspective, so that's good. But less than ideal. And that's putting it mildly, unfortunately. Okay, so we're waiting for our robotaxi to come. So our robotaxi is going to come from there. I'm actually shocked we're getting all of this on camera.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
No, I think it's good to come to these, like, popular destinations.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Here's another one.
I mean, that's, like, 5 Waymos in the last 3 minutes. Yeah.
So, and that's good that they're so available. It's just, it needs to come into the parking lot.
That's why I'm amazed that Waymo hasn't addressed this, especially for a popular destination. Like, that's, it's a bit strange to me.
Yeah. For sure.
I also noticed that they don't all pull over in the same spot. Like, imagine if it pulled over next to that pole.
Yeah.
Would you even be able to open your door?
Yeah, it's very fortunate that it's parking. Oh, it might be doing it on purpose. It has all those sensors, so in theory, it shouldn't be parking in the middle of, like, a pole, you know?
That's crazy. Looks like it's taking off. There's another one.
That one's turning in. That one's turning in.
So that's 1 out of 6? 1 out of 7?
Yeah. So I wonder why that one's turning in and the other ones aren't, right? Is that our robotaxi? Hold on, I'm gonna check and see if that's our robotaxi. Okay, and that white robotaxi, Waddle Y, is ours. So that's our robotaxi waiting to pull in while we have a cluster of traffic getting into Terry Black's. So there's our robotaxi chilling in the middle lane. Let's see how it handles. This is like exactly what we were looking for, right? Like just testing the chaos. So in theory, this Model Y is gonna wait here until all this traffic clears. Now, and I wanna be clear, this intersection is chaotic with humans too, right? This intersection is chaotic with humans.
What do you think triggered that Waymo to pull into the lot as opposed to the other 6?
That's a great question, I have no idea. So this robotaxi is waiting very patiently. It's not trying to go in. This Waymo, looks like we have people backing up or parking. Let me see what the situation is right now in the parking lot.
I love our plan.
We have total chaos in this parking lot as per usual. Terry Black's, we got somebody backing up, making some room. Waymo's inching up closer. We have a baller right here to protect us in case something goes wrong. The robotaxi is still chilling, waiting to enter the parking lot. I feel like a journalist.
You know, in this case, I would, like, if I was driving that vehicle, that Waymo, I would pull up a little bit further. Not to cut in line, but just to get off the damn lane, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you could do. I mean, that's one of the unfortunate situations about this parking lot is that it's chaotic. You know, it is a chaotic parking lot. What is going on? Like, why is it so difficult to get out? What's going on over there? We got people going in, okay, looks like we're finally clearing. So in theory, this should clear here shortly. We got a train starting to form here, led by the robotaxi. Robotaxi is still hanging out, waiting patiently for this traffic to clear.
There's another Waymo
two coming down the road. 2 Waymos.
I really want to see if one of these pulls over.
Oh, so yeah, this one's coming in too. Oh, this one is. What's this one doing?
I think it's safe to say that there have been more driverless ride shares than driver ride shares, like Uber and Lyft.
So far, what we've seen?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. This is so many of us. It's like eight now in the last five, six, seven
A lot of
minutes.
People are being paired with Waymos right now.
So is this one, okay, look, this one wants to pull in too, I guess.
This is...
What a mess. Here we go.
But this is content. This is all content. All right, so we've given it plenty of room to go in. So in it goes, perfect. So that's one Waymo.
Oh my gosh, why is it going?
So this Waymo's pulling over here.
Why?
Yeah, this is weird. Like some of them, what's going on here? So that one's, yeah, that one's not even going in the parking lot. That one's going to stop in the middle
of the road.
Oh my
God.
Oh,
what a mess.
All right, so here comes a robotaxi.
What
a mess. Let's see if it makes this move. Okay. Yeah, Waymo's getting honked at. Robotaxi has a spot right here to pull in, and it does. So let's see what it does here.
So these guys are getting in the Waymo.
Yeah, so these guys are getting in the Waymo.
And I'm surprised it just stopped there.
Yeah, see, so the robotaxi here should be pulling in a little bit more. You see that? It's encroaching a little bit on the back.
But I don't like that the Waymo stopped there. It could have pulled up and given more room.
Yeah, but this has plenty of room too, this robotaxi. So it should be pulling up a little bit.
I certainly would.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not because of the crosswalk or the sidewalk.
Yeah, but it's also blocking the bike lane.
I think maybe the technology is saying, block the sidewalk.
Okay. A robotaxi definitely could have done better there too. It could have pulled up a little bit more. Okay, we finally exited just the total chaos. Which one, do you want the right side so you can see the steering wheel?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, so here we go. A robotaxi has arrived. How's it going, boss?
Good, boss, and you?
Good. You need to see the app?
Yes.
All right, I got you. Okay.
Go ahead and put in your seatbelt, and if you don't mind holding this for me while I put on my seatbelt. Okay. Very good. All right.
All right.
Go for it. You want to do the honors?
Yep.
There we go. Start right. Okay. So now we're gonna exit the what's probably the most chaotic parking lot in Austin, which is Terry Black's. Let's see how it does this. And we have a Waymo right in front of us, too.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about this particular Waymo, but I mean, this is the only one that seemed to do it right.
Yeah.
Out of eight or nine of them.
So what do you think so far? That was crazy.
I think that stuff like this gives the general public a very bad impression. I
mean, self-driving vehicles.
You could hear how many people just honked, you know. That's not good. It's not good.
Yeah. How would you compare how the robotaxi performed versus how the Waymo performs?
I mean, I think it's significantly better and smarter.
Okay, so here we got traffic coming. Let's see how it does this. So we got people on the left crossing, we got cars coming. We got pedestrians right there. All right, we should have a clearing here. Let's see if it takes it. No, it's gonna wait.
Well, there's
Because we're making a left.
Yeah, we're making a left.
Okay, we're making a left. So this is quite the complex situation here. So we've got traffic coming on the left. We got a Waymo pulling up.
Yeah, see, it's just gonna stop.
Is it gonna block us?
Yeah.
Is it gonna? Okay, so it's stopping.
Oh my gosh.
For
that's just gonna make it harder to cross
this intersection. We've got pedestrians, let's see what it does. Man, this is a very unique situation for the robotaxi too. So we've got people coming. We got people driving.
There it goes.
Okay, so the left is free. So let's see if it's gonna use the middle lane here to go. Let's see, we've got some cars coming.
Perfect.
All right. That was about as good as it can get, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I think this robotaxi makes far better decisions than a Waymo. I mean, like I was saying before, even with just braking and accelerating and turning, it's just a lot smoother.
It's more intelligent, right?
Yeah.
You can tell that it's like, it seems more context aware.
And right? You asked me earlier if I would take this over a driver.
Yeah.
Seeing how it handled that chaotic parking lot makes me have more confidence in this driverless technology. Just because, you know, I know it can handle a chaotic, high traffic area, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's probably one of the more like severe instances I've seen a Waymo do as far as bad decision making, and seeing that makes me want to ride it less. At least right now.
And it was multiple Waymos, right?
It wasn't one
Waymo. It was like Waymo after Waymo after Waymo after Waymo that was making that decision to just stop in the middle of the road.
Like, I'm not sure. I mean, I definitely would not take a Waymo to Terry Black's after what I saw today.
Yeah, I'm
just not going to do
it. It's like anxiety inducing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you take a robotaxi to Terry Black's?
I would, of course.
I still think that when it was pulling into the parking lot, it should have pulled up a little bit more. I still think its butt was peeking out a little too much.
Yeah.
Like, if it's going to commit into the parking lot, get into the parking lot.
But I think it also just didn't want to block the sidewalk.
Yeah, but it was blocking the bike lane, too.
It was. Yeah, you know? That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If the Tesla team watches this, like, if you're going to commit into a parking lot, commit into the parking lot so that you're at least off of the road. Or into the parking lot, you don't have enough room, then don't turn in until you have enough room. So that would be my feedback. But of course, I mean, compared to the Waymo, what we just saw, the robotaxi handled it, I mean, about as good as it gets. Except for just pulling up a little bit more. Ooh, just a little bit more would have been great. Okay. And we're dropped off in our initial location.
All right. That was a good experience overall.
Yeah.
A very good experience.
Awesome. And very good.
All right.
All righty. Thank you very much, boss.
Have a good one.
Thank you. You saved us from all that chaos, dude.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You got it. Wow. Well, we may have captured the most chaotic robotaxi content you could possibly capture. And it wasn't even the robotaxi that was anxiety inducing. It was the Waymo, or the Waymos, I should say. Dude, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Very good ride, very smooth, great decision making. The acceleration, the turning, the braking, everything was smooth. Felt super comfortable in the parking lot despite all the foot traffic. When it crossed that intersection out of the parking lot, felt very safe. I would definitely do it again. I don't know about Waymo after seeing that. No offense again to Waymo, but man, that was just crazy. But I think I can comfortably say that Robotaxi is a lot better than Waymo even today. Just having it been launched so recently, it seems ready to go. And yeah, that was a cool experience.
Do you think that's a biased thing to say, that Tesla's way better than Waymo already? Do you think that's biased?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Because I really liked Waymo personally.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I saw it with my own eyes. We all saw it. It was just making very bad decisions. One of them did well. It went into the parking lot, but that was only like one out of eight or nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That gives me less confidence in Waymo, seeing that. And that goes back to what I said before about just regular people out there looking at this technology and getting a bad impression. That gave me a bad impression, if I was being honest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about Tesla? Have you gotten better impression, worse impression, same impression?
I would say better impression.
Really?
It's been a while since I've gotten in a car with you and showed me the newest stuff, newest software. I mean, I have like full confidence in it. I wouldn't think twice to get in. It was very well done.
Okay.
Very well
done. Awesome. So rate it from 0 to 10, like Portnoy style, no hole numbers, from 0 to 10, how would you rate your Robotaxi experience?
I would say like a 9.1.
9.1?
Yeah. The only thing that was missing was the back of the car sticking out on the lane.
Yeah.
Like you said, it could have pulled forward a little bit.
The weird drop off on the first one.
Yeah, and I wonder if it was because the Waymo was right in front of it and it stopped. But regardless, like as a human driver, I would have pulled up anyway.
Yeah.
So that's really the only thing that was missing. But other than that, it was flawless.
Yeah.
It was flawless.
Awesome. So. Cool. And then you're happy that they're using the Model Ys. You're happy with like that car.
Yeah, I think like the Model 3 is a little bit small for me, especially in the back. I'm about 6'1".
I'm kidding. He's 6'1".
Yeah, right. but yeah, I think the Model Y is comfortable. I spoke on the drivetrain just being better.
Yeah.
It was just smoother. It's great. It's great. I'd love to see Tesla make more cars, but
yeah,
more different cars. But yeah, I mean, the Model Y is a great car. It's very comfortable. It's big. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great, dude. Well, thank you.
All right.
All right. I love you, man.
Love you too, brother.
That was awesome.
Good job, man.
Yeah. You too. All right. See you guys later. Bye, Waymo. Bye bye. Please pull into the parking lot. Goodness. All right.
Bye, everybody.